Sin Chav Dalet Tifalas. Ein Koivim Ateven Bechaboros Yipel Amoyz Loretz. A certain kli that has holes on the bottom, and you put the straw inside of it, and the undesirable parts fall through the holes, and the grain remains on top. It shouldn't take also this mixture of grain with the chaff in the place that's going to cause the chaff to separate itself. These are all types of boiler, of separating undesirable from desirable. If you want to transfer the straw from one place to another, and you can use this clay that has holes in it, even though in the process some of the undesirable parts will fall out, but since you're not intending to do that, then it is acceptable. Is it easier to measure things on Shabbos, even for things to be eaten on Shabbos? So now they use a special measuring tool, a measuring cup, to measure amount of food you're going to give to an animal to eat, but you give the approximate amount. So with cooking also, one is not allowed to use measuring tools or cups and the like to measure an exact amount for preparing food on Shabbos or cooking food on Yom Tov. Sif Gimel, Ein Goyvim Amulzim Lebehemo Yitam Legoyles. There's another type of animal fodder which they'll put water in it and they stir it up and make it like a type of paste. So the mice, you're not allowed to stir that up. It's like making a dough on Shabbos, which is also, even though it doesn't form a mamash dough, but still gets stuck together by the process. So the way you do it is, going to the mechaber, you put water on it, and then you take a spoon or a stick, and you make a crisscross motion. You know, you don't stir up in the regular fashion. So since you're making a shinui, that's good enough. We learned in the previous simonim that, according to the Ramah, it's also to put the water in on Shabbos under all circumstances. So according to the Ramah, this halacha would not apply to putting on the water. The water is also to put in, but if the water is put in before Shabbos, it wasn't stirred up, then you can stir it up by making this crisscross motion. Kivan Shena. Since he's not stirring it with his hand or using this spoon or bowl to mamish stir it up in the regular fashion, you're making a shino, that's why it's mutter. You're also allowed to pour it from one kli to another, which is going to cause it to mix together. That's also good enough of a shino. In this fashion, you can make a big quantity in one kli and then split it up to smaller kli, kale and cubes of animals. You could even a tremendous amount you could do in one kli. And this is basically the second sheet that we mentioned before, the more stringent sheet, which is put in the Ramon Shin Chof Aleph, that under all circumstances, you cannot put the water in on Shabbos, and if it was going to be before Shabbos, you didn't stir it, then you can use this crisscross method to stir it up. So the mice of the minig Ashkenaz to be machmer not to put the water on Shabbos. From Mishnah Berurah to Chayyot, it says v'shas atchak, you could have a goy rely on the boiling opinions and put the water in and stirring with the shiur. If the water was boiling hot from a kli rishon, you're not allowed to pour from a kli rishon after this fodder because you're going to cook it. Even Kriyish, when something poured directly from Kriyish on something was not cooked, the paskin is a problem. So if you're putting hot water into it, you have to first transfer. Yeah. If you want to pour hot water into it, you first have to transfer the water into a Kriyishani, and then have to go pour from the Kriyishani. Okay. If you have an animal and want more information, please tell us.